Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Somebody up in here tonight, that there is something on the inside of you.
said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, that's it, tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season.
You've
got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what He's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me. This is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are.
lifted me. You've lifted me. And I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Come on, he's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me.
I sure would love to hear Tamala crap tack that. You're the...
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor and say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them and say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this, totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from... I have been touched, changed, healed. Totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live.
because of you, I've been restored, I've been renewed, I've come alive, because of you. I'm trying to get you to confess it, come on. I've been restored.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. It's Women's Day, Thursday. Woo-hoo! My sister Jella will be on shortly. Let me do morning, declare, Anyway, the scripture for this morning is 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Also, we're definitely going to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Mexico, United Kingdom, Canada, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Jamaica, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Brazil, and Israel. Thank you guys for tuning in. Know that we are praying on this side of the globe for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Just like Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Continue to stand on the word of God. You're not in this fight by yourself. It might seem that way, but trust me, you're not alone. God is always right there with you. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why being divine connected to people, like-minded people, to help you get where you think you can't go. It doesn't matter what you did last night. God still loves you. Just surrender your heart to him and ask him to have his way in your life. Remove yourself from the driver's seat and put God in that seat, and I guarantee your life will change. But we're not going to prolong the time. My sister is on, and it's time for her to give a word from God. Get your pen, your paper, your Bible together, and get ready. Sister Jamel, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
Good morning. Good morning. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you. And I got my pen and paper ready.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm very... like, this is very humbling to me because, you know, I love the nations. And when you begin to read all of those nations, I just know that that's my father, you know, confirming his word over and over, you know, to me. And I really thank God for the opportunity. Again, my name is Jamel Ubel, and I am in the United States of America. And I am very glad to be able to love the nations. And, you know, I'm going to just read the scripture, and then I'm going to just, you know, just speak a little bit. So I am coming from 1 John, the second chapter, and I'm going to start with the 7th verse. And it says, "Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard, yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sisters live in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them." And so I wanted to really talk about, you know, the love of God, you know, for the nations, for our brothers and sisters, wherever we meet them, state that we meet a brother or sister. And, you know, in 2019, the Lord had told me I was going to the nations, and I didn't know what that meant. I really didn't have any idea. And I just love the Lord, and I began to love his people. You know, we understand that the Lord said you cannot love him and you don't love people. And so I just, you know, God just gave me the ability to love people and to be loved by them. And I started just walking. I did not know where I was going. You know, God has graced me to go into nations and connect with people. No prior knowledge of them. And when I started connecting with them, people here in America would say, how do you connect with people like that? And I said, well, you know, we have Holy Spirit, you know, the Spirit of the living God. We have access to the Father by one Spirit. We are no longer strangers. We're no longer strangers, but we are fellow citizens, and we are members of one household. And when we begin to really understand that and it becomes life to us, we will walk as such, and we will walk these nations with love. And one of the things that I have discovered is that I may not know people's languages. I may not know people's culture. I may not know a lot about people, but I know them because I love them. We have a universal language that is love. You know, God is love. And when you're going out and you're looking at his people, you're looking at God. Like, this is an extension of our Father. He created us. And it's a wonderful thing, because as you continue to grow in love, as you continue to meet people, you're going to have to really receive increase from the Lord. You know, we talk about increase and expansion. We talk about things like overflow. We talk about, you know, new territory. And we talk about a lot of things. But we have to talk about love first, because it has to start there. It has to flow from him. You know, he says, listen, we love him because he first loved us. This is flowing from the heart of the Father. And when it's flowing from the heart of the Father, I no longer try to love people. I actually start from that place. I'm looking at, you know, I look at people and I look at them and I get intimate with them. I really do. I start saying, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? You know, and we connect. Why? Because love connects the body. He said, by this will all men know that you are my disciples. It's the love that you have for one another. And as I'm going, you know, the Lord showed me the other day that his sons are in challenging places, in darkness, like darkness around some countries that it looks like it's never going to move. But, you know, when we begin to understand that, listen, we are one, we understand that we are the light of the world, and we came to drive the darkness out. But the darkness has to get out of the mind first. We'll never be able to do anything unless our mind is transformed by love. Because when you're going through these things and you begin to have relationships with people, we're coming from totally different backgrounds. We have to really understand one another. In November of 2020, I had the honor and the privilege to get on the plane and lead the United States of America and meet my husband airport for the first time physically, because God, he allows us to connect in places that are real. There's no barriers. There are no borders. There are no governmental systems that can stop love from flowing. Love never ends. And so 1 John 2:9 says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in that darkness. And God came to illuminate us. He came to light us up. He came to let us know that we are one. This was the whole message that Jesus brought. He said, listen, you are fitly joined together, every joint supplying the need. So I tell people, I need people. I need to meet people every day. I need more people in my life. Why? Because I understand that there's only one body. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. There's only one God. There's only one Father. He's above all, and he's in us all. God has given everyone a measure of faith so we can love people, and it doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter where they are physically. It doesn't matter where they are mentally. It doesn't matter where they are financially. It doesn't matter, because love has the ability to bring life to a person. So somebody can have a mental illness and you begin to love them. We spend a lot of time trying to treat things from the outside. And the day before, October 1st, I met a young man, and I was just sitting there, and I just was, my birthday was coming up, and I had some coupons, and I got some ice cream. And I just said, well, I'm going to sit on this bench and just eat my ice cream. And people were passing, and I was greeting people. Hello, how you doing? And they were greeting me back. But this one particular person that I greeted, when I saw him, he was struggling to walk. And I said, are you okay? And he began to talk about how his eyes couldn't see at night. And I said, yeah, I understand that challenge. And so I began to talk to them. And the Lord began to tell me how to love him. He said, I want you to start taking these things from him. Because sometimes when we meet people, their level to surround themselves with darkness is real. And so one of the first things that the Lord told me to talk to, I said, hey, what's your name? And then and he told me. And then I said, are you homeless? And he said, yes, because I wanted to take away the stigma of homelessness to him and let him know homelessness cannot stop the love of God. And I said, oh, that happens, And then he began to say, and he began to apologize for the cigarette. And I said, his name is Andrew. I said, Andrew, cigarettes can't stop God, and I began to tell him how I had smoked for 9 years, and I said, it did not stop God from loving me, and it will not stop God from loving you today. And he began to relax. I seen his body, his face, and then the next thing he was doing, he was on the ground sitting in front of me, and I just continued to love him and share the gospel. And then a woman came, and she stopped her car. She says, Miss, she said, this is the best thing that I have seen in a long time. And then she said, this is what we're supposed to be doing. I said, yes. I'm loving him. That's all I'm doing. I'm not doing anything, extraordinary. I am loving him. And so he wouldn't sit on a bench with me because now he's homeless and he's not smelling as much as he thinks. And God said, okay, if he won't come to you, go sit down on the bench, on the ground with him. So here we are sitting in a shopping center, just me and Andrew on the ground, and people are walking by us, and Andrew is loving me, and I am loving Andrew. And then Andrew, I just kept taking things from him. He would start, thinking about negative things, and I began to show him love. And at the end, Andrew said something. He said, usually I don't feel good. And he said, I usually walk with my head down. And then he put his head up. He said, but tonight I feel great. We can deposit love anywhere and people can get up. Like bipolar can leave by you loving. All of this thing is because love covers a multitude of things that are wrong. So he says anyone who loves their brother and sisters lives in their light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. Nothing. When I started going into these nations, we have a nonprofit organization, and we're in Kenya, we're in Ghana, we're in a lot of nations, and people would say things like, I said, when you live in the light, there is nothing in you to make you stumble. God will allow you to see people lying to you and you still be able to love them. And you'll be able to walk with them in the lie and not get caught by the lie and lead them out of the lie, because people's minds change by the challenges that they're going through. And the love of God will begin to transform their mind. They will begin to see love in operation, and they will begin to see love, actually become that love. I remember I grew up in the projects, I had what they call a project mentality. My thoughts at that time were dark, but God began to love me, and my mind began to transform, and my mind is still transforming. But the thing is, people don't understand because people were afraid. They said, how are you going to get on the plane? You don't know where you're going. You've never been out of the country. You don't even really know him. And I said, I know him. He loves me. I love him. I know what love is. And when we got there, listen, I met my husband for the first time, and 2 weeks later we were married, and we're getting ready to celebrate our one-year anniversary, and love is still growing from continents. Because my husband is still not here. I came back to America in March, and I have not seen my husband for 7 months. But love does not stop. It does not end. It increases. It expands. So there is nothing in us to make us stumble. We know where we're going. We are going in the direction of love. But see, this is when we have to understand. The verse 11 says, anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. We are not walking in darkness when we are in love, when we are walking with God. We don't get deceived. There is sometimes that God will allow our eyes to be closed because he needs us to go in there and love his people. And if we were to see something that didn't look right, then we wouldn't go. But by the time we get there, glory to God, and love has been starting to do, you begin to see that people begin to actually transform. We have love. We can empower people with love. We can get people up with love. I go into nations, and you got to have love, especially when you're dealing with nations that have been in poverty for a long time, and it looks like it's hopeless, and I go in there smiling, and I begin to tell them, we got to get up from here. Listen, the God of the universe has not forgotten you. We are one. And we're going to keep moving. And I was talking to somebody in Kenya last night. And I was talking to him. And he's 23 years old. And I began to tell him, I said, do you believe you could bring Kenya out of poverty? And he starts laughing. I say, you, do you believe that? I believe that about you. One heart at a time, one mind at a time, transformation. Because I said, these nations got to get up out of here. And I began to tell him this. I said, listen, because sometimes we get so used to darkness, we don't even know we're so used to it. So the Lord gave me a scripture. And he said this. He said, tell him this. He said, I said, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And he was like, hallelujah. And I was like, hallelujah. And I said it again. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, hallelujah. And I said, now I want you to look around you. I said, this is the land of the living right here. Does this look like the goodness of the Lord? And he began to shake his head. I said, well, that's what we're going to change by walking together, by embracing one another, by loving one another, by fitly being joined together, every joint supplying the need. I'm not looking for anything from you. I'm here to love you. And I might not have, you know, as much as I like to. When I went into these nations and the Lord, you know, began to, he said, I need y'all to open up this foundation. I had this mindset that I needed a lot of resources. So when I didn't have the resources that I thought, like, to go in there, I would go to my husband. I was like, we don't. He said, babe, calm down. The Lord started this, and the Lord would finish it. And he said, if we don't have the resources, we can't get here and get anxious. We got to give them what we have. And so I go in the nations with love. And I say, listen, this is our vision. This is what we see. We see this for your country. We see you getting up. And I need you to begin to see it too. I might not have what you think we need, but we have everything that pertains to life and godliness.
It's on the inside of us. So when we begin to identify with the Christ that's on the inside of us, we begin to understand we are not in told us that, and we believe that, and we manifested that. But what if somebody tells you you're not in lack? What if somebody tells you you are royal priesthood? You are a chosen generation. That's who you are, and you begin to believe that every day. The same way that lie put you down into a fallen mindset is the same way the Christ on the inside of you will bring resurrection power, and that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will make you alive. He came out of the grave. And so it says, they don't know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. But if we are not blind and we are walking in love, we know where we're going. We know where we're going. We know where we're going. And this is what Jesus would tell the disciples. He said, listen, you know the way. And they would say, I don't know the way. And they say, you would know the way. He said, and he said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't receive them right now. And the Lord just simply told me I was going to the nation. And there was something, he could give it all to me at one time. I had to walk this thing out, and I'm still walking this thing out. I tell people, you know, a lot of times we want things, but we don't understand what it takes. It takes the love of God to be able to walk through things that are challenging. Sometimes it's 10, 20 years. And the Lord told me the other day, he said, Jamel, I need you to be able to outlast those that are outrunning you. And I'm like, what? And he says it again. I need you to be able to outlast those that are outrunning you. Because sometimes it looks like, you know, I'm like, look at this. Like they outrunning. They got this. They got that. You got all these big foundations. And my brothers and sisters are still in poverty. And I know that is not the will of the Father for my brothers and sisters. He said, you got to be able to outlast those that are outrunning you. And he said, the only way you're going to outlast those that are outrunning you is you got to have love. Because love never ends. With this prophecy, those are going to fail, Jamel. And this is how we go. He told us in 1 Corinthians 13, we could have all of these things. And I go in the nation, and they, you know, and they're doing things, and I'm, like, excited for them. But what happens sometimes is that the nation starts speaking back to me. And they start speaking to me from darkness. And I am in the light. And there's nothing in me to make me stumble. So when they start talking about things that they may be shaped by because of the long-term, you know, assault on the mind, I'm walking in the light as he is in the light. And we can have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteous. Holy Spirit begins to purge our mind from these dead works. These lies that we have been told become a distant memory because we see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and we keep going. And I said to them this morning, I was on the live, I said, I love people. I love people, and I said, if God has to bring me people every single day, I meet new people because I have love. And so while, you know, some people need, you know, I hear people say you need money, and I get it. But I'm going to the nations without money. I go to the nations without leaving my bed sometime. I go to the nations without leaving my couch sometime, without leaving my front porch. I'm in the nations. Why? Because I'm in the lives that are in the nation, and we sit here and we have intimate conversations from the Spirit of the Lord, from the Spirit of God. And yes, I have been afforded the time to go twice to Nigeria. And people are saying, oh,
you are a blessing to Nigeria. Somebody told me that today. I said, Nigeria has been a blessing to me. Nigeria, glory to God, hallelujah, could not stop my husband. He could not stop me. We were actually launched, I want to say, together by something that the world was saying was shutting down the world. My husband was on his way to Dubai. He met me. And then all of a sudden, the border shut down. But you can never stop love. You can never stop a son of the living God. Jesus could not be stopped. He said, I laid my life down and I'm going to bring it back up. And he was never stopped. He ever liveth. And that same spirit is in us. John 17:3 says this. This is eternal life, that we may know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who he sent. So we have eternal life springing up on the inside of us. And that's love. That's God. God is love. And you can't separate him from love. And whenever you begin to not understand the love of God, things will begin to try to separate you. But Paul came to a conclusion. Listen, I know people talk about a lot of things. But he said, listen, neither height nor depth. Glory to God. Nor power, nor principality, nor things present or things to come. Nah, no other thing is going to be able to separate me from the love of God. This is eternal life, that we may know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who he sent. So I'm going to give it back into the hands of my sister. And thank you very, very much. I love y'all.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. Thank you so much for coming on and giving that word. Giving that word. It was super, 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 as the kids say, phenomenal. And what needs to be heard. The reason why I say all of the countries, Apostle and I got this broadcast a year ago. Mm-hmm. And within that year, we've reached 19 countries. And the last one we reached, Israel, Jerusalem. And I was like, wait a minute, babe, we got Israel. Are you serious? And that just made both of us like, wow, they are really listening to us and other guests that come on and talk about the word of God. And that was phenomenal to see. And that's the reason why it's not about us. It's strictly about teaching and talking about the word of God and letting people know that it's okay you mess up. It's okay. Get back up, dust yourself off, and continue to move on and trust God. Remember, just man falls 7 times. It's not about the time he fell down. It's about him getting back up to try again. I thank you so much for accepting the invitation with no questions asked. You didn't have to think about it. You never even called me back. Your answer was immediately yes, and that meant a lot to me. And I want to say that personally to you.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Father God, I ask you to give back to what your daughter gave out this morning. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her husband, as he's not with her yet, but he's soon to be connected to her very soon. Bless them tremendously. Send them an overflow of finances so that they take care of what they desire to do. Ask you to have your way in her life again and protect her and guide her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear your word or if they want your daily lives that you do. Or if they just want to talk to you, how can they reach you?
Okay. So on Facebook, my name is Jamelle Ugle, and it's J-A-M-E-L-L-E, and the last name is Ugle, and it's U-G-W-U. And so you can contact me on Facebook or Messenger. Some people, you know, just message me. Some people, as you know, I didn't even know we weren't friends. But, you know, either one is fine. You can also contact us by email, and I'm going to spell it, and it's the Hyman Jr. Foundation at gmail.com, and it's HYMANJNRFOUNDATION hymanjrfoundation@gmail.com. That's hymanjrfoundation@gmail.com. And we also have a website for our foundation, and it is the same as our email and .com. So hymanjrfoundation.com. So those are the ways that you can contact with me, and just you can reach out to me at any time. I have gotten used to, you know, time differences. So I'm up all different times. Like, I was up at 2:30 this morning, and my husband's like at 5:30. He's like, "Babe, what are you doing up?" And I'm sharing the word of God, because we have one body, and sometimes the body is needing to, you know, hear a word at 2:30 in the morning. And so y'all can reach me that way.
Amen. Again, thank you. Thank you so very much for coming on. You will be back again. And we have some other work to do together. So, again, I'm excited. I add the broadcast to your page so you can go back and listen to it. If you didn't get it, let me know, and I'll resend it to you. But it's there on the Steve Bates. You know, let your husband listen in as well. And, again, I want to say thank you. You know, we are here if you need us. We're praying and interceding with you on having him home very soon.
Amen.
And Apostle said, great job, woman of God.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're just excited about having you come on, and just to share with the people on this morning. I know for a fact that what you shared this morning was powerful. There was someone in another country that needed to hear that. There was somebody in your state that was probably listening in. They needed to hear that, you know, it doesn't matter what condition you find yourself in. You know, you were talking about just being a willing vessel, just being able to understand your place. I loved how you were talking about how you were explaining to the young man in Kenya,
yeah,
that you could change, you could bring your city out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we instill into our young people that mentality, that mindset, that thinking process,
that push,
because see, he may not hear that from nobody else but you, and that was a seed that was planted in his life that gave him that push, that gave him that drive, that gave him that I can do this. I'll be okay. I can make this happen because I have somebody that believes in me. I have somebody that's there, that's actually listening to me, that heard me, and they are able to push me and give me that understanding that, yeah, I may be in this place right now. I may not be where I want to be, but guess what? I got somebody that believes in me, and with the help of the Lord, I'm going to be able to do it. And I thank God for that, because I really honestly believe that those words that you shared this morning not only was influential, but they were strength for someone. That was a drive for someone this morning. And we thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We really do. God bless you, Lord God. Our prayer is that God will continue to use you in the magnitude that he uses you in,
yes,
and to strengthen you for the journey, because there's a great work that's still coming. The two of you guys together come on one accord to make that thing happen. I thank God for both of you walking in ministry together, because, you know, a lot of times it's hard to have a husband and wife team. It's hard. You know, one's not willing, the other one is just, they haven't got there yet. But I thank God that you have that ability this morning to walk in oneness with your husband and walk in oneness with your ministry together. So God bless you. We are going to be praying for you, and we're going to be praying with you guys, okay?
Amen. I receive all of that. I do.
Amen. Well, bless you. I'll talk to you soon, and have a phenomenal day.
Okay. All right. Love y'all. Have a good one.
Bye. Love you too. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Come on, you say it. the easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. God, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morgan?
I will trust in the Lord. In the Lord till I die, I will trust in the Lord. Hey, hey, I'm gonna. I'm
lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm listening. always the easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morgan?
I will trust
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no technical way or technical way you have to do it to talk to God. We say this all the time. He just wants that one-on-one relationship with you. That's it. Say, Father, here I am. I need you. I can't do this without you. Help me. Just tell him, yes, here I am. And he'll meet you right there. He never left you. He's always right there with you. Remember, if you need blessed all, we're here. 832-519-7646 or worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. We give you three keys. Find you a Bible, NIV or King James. Two, find your church home where you go in and visit. Mask up, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, Lysol down. You're definitely welcome to join us at Abba House on Facebook, 7:15 on Tuesday nights and 10:30 on Sundays. And three, make sure whoever you're under that they're preaching and walking the same thing. Make sure the man or woman of God, whoever you're under, is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. Remember, it's not easy, but it's going to be well worth it. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. If you want to sow into us, into Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. Remember, the Lord loves you, and so do we.